The Druzhba or Friendship oil pipeline keeps Russia economically connected to many of its former satellite Soviet states and Western Europe. The pipeline supplies Germany with a large percentage of its natural gas. Ralph Borshinsky with Verbundnetz Gas AG, the company that operates the pipeline in Germany, says Russia is a good and reliable business partner.
States broke down, political systems changed, but not our contracts. The gas went the way it had to all the time, without any interruption.
That was not the experience of Ukraine and Belarus. Since 2006, Russia has temporarily cut off energy supplies to each of the countries at least once over price disputes and has threatened more action. Vladimir Milov, president of the Moscow Energy Policy Institute, says Russia has been using energy to punish former Soviet states. He spoke with VOA through an interpreter.
The use of energy as a political weapon in recent years is a banal way to deal with dissenting countries Russia would like to keep in its orbit of foreign influence but cannot.
With Russia's growing economic power, Western governments have expressed concern about Russian government policies. Alex Alexeev with the Center for Security Policy in Washington says the U.S. and Europe must stand up to what he calls Russian economic aggression.
Business has to be reciprocal. The Russians increasingly limit the ability of Western companies to function on a private enterprise basis in Russia, but they want to have access to our markets on an unlimited, essentially free market basis. So that's not something that we should allow.
Alexander Rahr with the German Council on Foreign Relations says Europe is looking to the energy-rich Caspian Sea region for alternatives to Russian oil and gas.
If we speak about European interests, about European energy security interests, so the code word for everything is diversification.
But Rahr says the West should also work with Russia to reduce the level of distrust and encourage democratic reform.
In the long run, Russia is our friend, not an enemy, because Russians need us more than we need them. They need us for containing a country like China, which will become hostile versus Russia. They need the West to cooperate against international terrorism, which threatens Russia even more than it threatens us. And, of course, it needs us as a market for its energy products, which is a very serious matter.
Moscow Energy Policy Institute President Vladimir Milov says Russia also needs global energy companies to help with production.
We should tax them heavily for the use of our fields, but we need them here. We absolutely do not need confrontation with them.
Still, the experts say whether the West becomes more confrontational or collaborative with Russia, the tone of the relationship seems to have changed from friendship to adversary. Brian Padden, VOA News.